people who struggle with poverty often have to visit multiple locations to receive the help they need, and nonprofits don't individually have the means to accommodate each of those needs. Now, there's a locally developed program that's trying to connect nonprofits and fill in those service gaps.
That's a good subject line.
Love is in the air for nonprofits in Central New York.
When two organizations collaborate, you'll hear about it referred to as a courtship, right? So this metaphor of love is in the air is not something that we came up with, but what we're trying to do is do something similar for the nonprofit sector to what online dating apps have done for the romantic relationship sector.
The Community Foundation's Frank Ridzi has been heavily involved in the creation of this dating app, which is called the Performance Management Learning Community. So if you're a nonprofit using the app, you can share what services you provide, and you can share what services your clients need through a survey within the app. Then you can see what other Central New York nonprofits say their clients need and what they are providing. Hopefully then two organizations can find each other based off of the survey data and provide the community with holistic services without taking them on individually. Peace Inc.'s development director, Todd Gailey, says it's a better way to offer more.
There are some aspects that we don't work with. We don't necessarily have a work development program, but we could be a good partner for someone who does, because one of the things that impacts their ability to be trained properly is childcare, transportation, housing, health. And while we might not be able to train someone for a construction job, we can certainly provide those wraparound services.
Peace Inc. participated in the program last year, and by using it, they were able to partner for focus groups and consolidate their database systems. Both Ridzi and Gailey say data confidentiality was a priority for the organizations that are using the app. So everything submitted is anonymous, and it just records data such as if a person is food insecure, unemployed, or needs childcare.
Because no one wants to talk about why they're struggling, and especially repeatedly. So in large part, yes, it's providing services, but it's also shedding humanity and being respectful of people who are struggling.
And Ridzi adds that it also allows for a more extensive view of what people need and where they need it.
So often in our society, when somebody's having a problem, we tend to focus on the individual, but we sometimes miss the forest for the trees and realize that it's not just that individual, but there are a lot of people in that neighborhood who also need childcare. Maybe we need to take a systematic effort to address childcare in that neighborhood. So many of these things have geographic bases.
The program is continually changing and adding more members to the platform to provide even more data-driven connections. Ridzi and Gailey hope that someday the real-time data feature will be more widely used in order to get people services that they need faster. Ridzi also sees opportunity to use the data collected in the app for large-scale community assessments.
We're surveying on our own. Wouldn't it be great if we could move toward a shared community need assessment where we're all using the same thing, your data and my data gets pooled together, and we're able to see an overall need? We're not able to get to the point where we end having to ask people about their needs, but if we do it more strategically.
There's no reason why three different organizations need to be working in the same place asking the same people the same questions.
At the end of 2019, the Central New York Community Foundation awarded a total of $118,000 in grants to seven organizations to join the next Performance Management Learning Community class, setting up the technology to capture an even greater picture of who is providing what, where. Katie Zolkowski, WAER News. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.